们首先呢，大家一起来读啊一段圣经。
Let us read the scripture together.
是啊，罗马书第九章七到十六节，在你们这个 bulletin 上面啊后面啊。
Let's read the book of Romans chapter 9, verse 7 to 16 is in the back of your bulletin.
大家彼此照顾的速度啊，不要太快，也不要太慢啊，大家统一的速度那就最美啊。
Let's try to read it in sync with each other.
啊，第七节开始哈，请。也不因为是亚伯拉罕的后裔就独作他的儿女，唯独从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。这就是说，肉身所生的儿女不是上帝的儿女，唯独那应许的儿女才算是后裔。因为所应许的话是这样说，到明年这个时候我要来，撒拉必生一个儿子。不但如此，还有利百加既从一个人，就是从我们的祖宗以撒怀了孕，双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，只因要显明上帝拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎招人的主。上帝就对利百加说，将来大的要服侍小的，正如经上所记，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。这样我们可说什么呢？难道上帝有什么不公平吗？断乎没有，因为他对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎那发怜悯的上帝。因为经上有话向法老说，我将你兴起来，特要在你身上彰显我的全能，并要使我的名传遍天下。啊，这一段经文呢有点摇动是吧？ Hello、啊、我们下面再读两段经文，就在这个的上面啊，你们的周报的上面啊。
Let's read the other two scriptures at just the, on the top part of the bulletin.
第一段经文是约翰福音十六章啊，十五章十六节的上半段。
The first one is the book of Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 16, the first half.
啊，第二段在罗马书第九章十一节下半段。
The second verse is book of Romans, chapter 9, the second half of verse 11.
啊，我们一起按这个顺序来读，请。不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们。第二段，神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎招人的主。
The first part scripture is, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." And it's in the books of verse on Romans 9 is, "In order that God's purpose in election may stand, not by work, but by Him who calls."
我们刚才念的这三段经文。
We just read three passages in the scripture.
啊，他把神对人的拣选是表达的非常的清楚。
He expressed that the God who chose us and expressed it very clearly.
好像应该是没有什么问题了。
It appears it is no questions.
啊，但是实际上并不是这样。
But in fact, this is not.
并不是人人都没有问题。
It's not that everybody has no issue.
从我自己的经验来看，
from my own experience,
我怎么样理解这段经文是经过一段曲折的过程的。
And through a, you know, a very difficult path, and you know, until I understand this message.
在我刚信主的时候，
when I first converted in Christ,
满心欢喜快乐。
I was overjoyed.
那个时候也不知道有这段经文。
And I didn't realize that there's a passage here.
当然就不存在什么问题。
Of course, then there would not have any questions.
后来初初的学到这段经文。
So we first learn upon this passage here.
哎，我就觉得很奇怪呀。
And I feel very strange.
哦，原来是这样的。
Oh, it is. This is the way it is.
再往后呢
？And then later on.
我就有一些疑问出来了。
And I came up with some questions.
我想，我相信主真的是自愿的。
But this is my voluntary act to believe in God.
我是自己决定的。
And I make the decision myself.
应该说是我选择了基督教，相信了主耶稣的。
It should be me, I choose Christianity and believe in Christ.
可是怎么说？怎么神会说不是你们选择了我？是我选择了你们呢？
But why God said that it's not that you chose me, but I chose you?
不明白。
I don't understand.
再往后。
And then later on.
我就知道圣经告诉我们说神赋予人呢有自由的意志。
And the Bible told us that God gave human a free will.
人有选择的能力。
Man has the power to choose.
我就更认为啊我自己的是我自己选择的是有理论根据了。
And further confirm that I make the belief myself as a theoretical background.
当然我还不敢说神选了一半我选了一半。
I dare not to say that God choose half and I choose the other half.
但是不管怎么说总该有一个三七开或者二八开吧。
But at least I think there may be, you know, 70%, 30% by myself or 80, 20% split on this.
如果百分之百都是神拣选的。
If it's 100% that God chose us.
那人的自由意志又体现在哪里呢？
And how can we reflect the free will of man?
那神赋予我们自由意志又有什么用呢？
And what's the use of God giving us the free will?
我想有我这样的问题的基督徒也不是个别的。
I think there's a lot of other Christians have the similar question of.
因此，我们要来学习三个问题。
Because of this, we need to learn about three questions.
第一个问题。
The first one.
为什么说神选择了人，而不是人选择了神
？And why the Bible says God has chosen man, but not a man choose God?
第二个问题。
The second question.
人的自由意志体现在哪里？
And how do we embody God's free will?
第三个问题。
The third question.
我们明白了这些道理有什么用呢？有什么意义呢？
What's the meaning to us when we learn about this truth?
好，下面我们求从四个方面来回答这三个问题。
Let's look at this, to reply these three questions from four angles.
第一方面。
And the first one.
从神的启示看
，and we look upon the God's revelation.
拣选的主动是在神
，and the act of choosing is initiated by God.
我们的神是可知的
，our God is knowable.
但他也是深不可测的
，but he is actually you cannot fully understand.
人对神的认识是真实的
，and The knowledge of man from God is true,
但不是完全的。
It's not completely true.
这个不完全呢
？This incompleteness.
为什么
？But why?
因为人就是人。
Because man is man.
神就是神。
And God is God.
让我们来看一下圣经是怎么教导的。
And let's look at how the Scripture teaches.
在约伯记啊第十一章。七到八节这么说。
In the book of Jobs in chapter 11, verse 7 to 8.
约伯有一个朋友叫做索法。
Job has a friend called Sofa.
他问约伯这么的问题。
And he asked Job one question.
他说你考察就能测透神吗？你岂能够尽情测透全能者吗？他的智慧高于天，你还能做什么？生于阴间，你还能知道什么？
Can you fathom the mysteries of God? Can you probe the limits of the Almighty? They are higher than the heavens above. What can you do? They are deeper than the depths below. What can you know?
保罗在罗马书十一章三十三、三十四节这样赞叹。
And Paul and said in the books of Romans chapter 11, verse 33 to 34.
他说：“身在神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻。谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢？”
Book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 33. And, oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor?
神他自己啊，他是深不可测的。
And God itself is beyond the fathom of our knowledge.
因此，神的一切的工作也是深不可测的。
And all the work of God is also very deep to fathom.
包括他已经启示了那样一些事情，也是深不可测的。
And also on the things that he has revealed to us is also unfathomable.
我们举几个例子来看。
Let's make some examples.
神赐给我们平安。
God gave us peace.
这个平安就是超乎人的理解。
And this peace is surpass any people's imagination.
所以说，腓立比书第四章第七节就特别指出来，他说：“神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。”
In the books of Philippians chapter 4 and 7, and there's God's unimaginable peace will be.Will give blessings to you.
基督的爱是我们可以体会的，但是呢，也是过于我们所能测度的。
We can experience God's love, but God's love is beyond our measurement.
所以在以弗所书三章十七节到十九节，他就特别指出这么一句话。他说：“这个爱是过于人所能测度的。”
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 17 to 19, this love surpasses our recognitions.
神为我们成就很多事情。
God has achieved a lot of things for us.
他所成就的也超乎我们所想所求。
And what He gave us is beyond what we ask.
所以在以弗所书三章二十节。他指出来。
And so in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, he said,
他说神能照着运行在我们心中的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所想所求的。
Based on his supreme power, God can fulfill us and achieve a lot of things is beyond what we ask.
我们再举一个例子。
And that's one more example.
我们都知道神爱我们。
We all know that God loves us.
这是一个事实。
This is a truth.
我们也知道神怎么样爱我们。
And we know how God loves us.
但是神为什么要爱我们呢？
But why do God love us?
你能了解吗？
Can you understand?
特别是我们还在做罪人的时候，他就为我们舍命，你能理解吗？
Can you understand that while we're still a sinners and he died for us?
我们不能理解。
And we cannot comprehend.
这就是奥秘。
This is a mystery.
所以我们有两首圣诗里边啊唱得很好。
There are two hymns that make a point very clearly.
有首圣诗叫你真伟大。
And one of the songs is How Great Thou Art.
在他的第二段，他有这么样一段歌词。
In the second verse, this is a lyrics like this.
他说：“当我想到神竟差他儿子降世舍命，我几乎不领会。”
And when I think of God's coming down to save us, and I cannot comprehend.
还有一首圣诗，我们都非常熟悉。
And that's another hymns that we are very familiar with.
就是奇异的爱。
It's amazing love.
它的副歌里边是这么唱的。
And in the chorus part it says,
他说奇异的爱怎能如此？我主我神，竟为我死。
How can it's amazing love? How can I comprehend? And how can he, what are we that he died for us?
它也是一个问号，怎能如此？
How can it be? This is a question mark.
人既然是有限的受造物，
so we are a finite creature.
我们就不可能靠自己去认识那个无限的造物主。
We cannot understand God just from based on ourselves.
除非神主动的启示他自己。
Unless God reveal Himself.
因为神只有圣神的灵啊，才能认识他。
Because only God's Spirit can know Him himself.
在哥林多前书第二章十一节这么说。
In the book of First Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 11.
他说：“只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事。”也参透了。
Chapter 2, verse 11. For who knows a person's thought except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thought of God except the spirit of God.
所以我们人能够认识神啊。
And so, man actually can understand God.
全是靠接收神主动的启示。
It's all because of God's initiation to choose us.
神怎么启示我们呢？
How did God reveal to us?
神启示我们，它有两个部分。
And there's a two part in the revelation.
一部分叫做自然启示。
And one part is called natural revelation.
这里面就包括大自然、历史和人。
It includes the nature,And God Himself and human.
神启示我们的第二部分叫做特殊启示。
The second revelation is special revelation.
这里面包括什么呢？
And what does it include?
就是包括神的自我显现，他所说的话，他所行的神迹。
It includes the manifestation of God Himself and His Word and what He had done.
这就是包括在圣经里边所记载的。
This is all recorded in the scriptures.
那么这个特殊启示就是通过圣经来启示我们的。
This special revelation is done through the scripture.
那么这个特殊启示的中心是什么？
What's the main point of the special revelation?
它的中心就是道成肉身的耶稣。
So the main point is, God become flesh and become Jesus.
在我们新约圣经里面呢，记载神道成肉身。
In the New Testament, it recorded that God become flesh.
他把自己以神人的这个形象启示出来。
It manifests God's the image of God.
所以我们说神的启示它实际上呢就是两本书。
And we say that the God's revelation actually is two books.
一本就是天地万物。
And one of the books is called, you know, the physical world.
还有一本就是圣经。
The second book is called the Bible.
所以耶稣他告诉世人说，
So Jesus told people,
我就是道路、真理、生命，若不接着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And Jesus told people that I'm the way, I'm the love, I'm the truth. And besides me, no one can come to before God.
我们如果想一想,
and we think about it.
如果我们没有神道成肉身的启示,
you don't have the revelation of God become flesh, and the word become flesh.
我们怎么能去选择这条道路呢?
And how could we choose this path?
我们怎么能够明白这些真理呢?
How can we understand this truth?
我们又怎么能够得到那个永恒的生命呢?
And how can we get the eternal life?
这都成为不可能。
This all seems impossible.
由此可见,
So in this way,
拣选的主动在神。
So the act of choosing is initiated by God.
这是我们从神的启示来看啊，这个是神拣选了人。
And from the revelation of God, this is God actually have chosen a man.
我们从第二，我们从神的引领来看，拣选的主动还是神。
And we're looking from the leading of God, and we know that the choosing of God is also initiated by God.
人呢，要真正地了解自然的启示。
For man to understand the natural revelation,
啊，除了需要特殊的启示来引导之外，
but not only that we need a special revelation to guide us,
也需要圣灵在人的心中光照启迪去认识神。
We also need the Holy Spirit to illuminate our hearts so that we can understand it.
另外一方面呢，就是圣灵的感动要人悔改。
The other point is the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is to ask people to redeem, to
悔改信主,
and so that they will turn back from sin and believe in God.
主耶稣在他升天之前告诉他的门徒说,
Before God ascends to heaven, he told his disciples,
他说只等真理的灵来了, 他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
AndUntil the Holy Spirit comes, and it will basically lead you to understand the truth.
在哥林多前书十二章三节这样说。
In the book of First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3,
他说若不是被圣灵感动，也没有能说耶稣是主的。
If it is not moved by the Holy Spirit, no one can say Jesus is Christ, is the Lord.
这可见呢。启迪人去认识主，感动人悔改信主，都是圣灵奇妙的工作。
It is this amazing act of the Holy Spirit to ask people to repent and to know God.
下面我在这儿为大家做一个见证。
Let me give you a testimony of myself.
就是我的女儿她的信主经历。
Is the spiritual journey of my daughter.
我们全家四口从大陆移民到美国。
My family consists of four members, all immigrants from China to here.
因为我的这个申请我们来呢，是我师母的大姐。
And the one who sponsored us is my the elder sister of my wife.
她是非常虔诚的基督徒。
And she is a very pious Christian.
我们一到美国就第一个主日就到教会去。
And the first Sunday when we arrived in the United States, we came to one of the churches.
我不是说我们是四个人吗？
And did I say we have four members?
师母很最一马当先，一年多他就信主了。
My wife is the first one in the family to believe it just in less than a year.
因为她是生长在一个基督徒的基督教的家庭里。
Because she was growing up in a Christian family.
然后就是我的儿子被他的大姨妈，就是我太太的姐姐带领他信主了。
And my elder son also led by my sister-in-law into Christianity.
我呢，用我太太师母的话来说，就是很顽固。
I'm according to my wife's word, I'm the stubborn one.
就是。不看到这个神就绝对不信。
And I won't believe in God until I actually see him.
经过两年的挣扎呢，神就让我看见了。
After 2 years of struggle, actually, I finally see him.
所以我就真心诚意地信主了。
So I really, you know, converted, you know, to.
那么四个人当中，三个都已经信主了，就剩下一个了。
And three of the four have believed in Christ, and only one left behind.
就是我的女儿了。
And it's my daughter.
她开始呢，她也跟我们一起到教会去。
Initially, she went to a church with me.
啊，我们。但是到后来呢，他就不去了。
But after a while, she decided not to go.
说什么也不去。
And no matter how do you persuade him?
为什么不去啊？
And so I asked her, why don't you want to go to church?
他说我受不了那个气氛，我感觉到很压抑。
I was really suppressed that I cannot tolerate there. I cannot, you know, I don't feel comfortable with the atmosphere there.
我跟我的感觉相反。
And this very different experience that I have.
我在大陆了几十年，共产党来了以后，我是天天感觉到压抑。
And I feel suppressed that in the communist environment back in China.
我有到了这个教会讲爱、讲忍耐、讲和平、讲宽容，我才真正是释放了。
I really feel liberated when we come to the church, so we can talk about love and relationship and everything.
你为什么感觉到这个压抑受不了呢？
Why do you feel suppressed and you cannot even stand it for it?
他也不跟你讲那么多，他就是不去。
She didn't want to say anything. She just insisted not to go.
那后来怎么办呢？我跟师母俩就想这样吧，我们去上了做了礼拜呢，回来以后啊，我们就啊坐在客厅里啊，我们来啊回忆一下今天的啊这个信息，今天的崇拜啊，让他在旁边也听着。
So me and my wife decided to say, and so we can discuss what we heard from the sermon. So and at home, so that my daughter can listen.
开始还可以。
And in the beginning, it was fine.
叫她来，她就坐在旁边。
And she actually willing to sit down next to us.
后来就不行了。
And later on, she won't do it anymore.
你叫她来，她就跑到她的房间，把门关上。
And whenever you call her, then she just ran back to her room and locked the door.
不出来。
And she's not coming out.
那怎么办呢？
And what should we do?
我们也不能逼着她，强迫她去信呢。
We cannot force her to believe.
那中间就不表了啊，详细就不说了。
So I skip all the details in the middle.
哎，后来她就找到一个男朋友。
And finally, she found a boyfriend.
就是我的现在的女婿了。
And it's now my son-in-law.
后来他妈妈了解说这个人谁啊？
And my daughter's mother finally realized who is him.
原来，啊，我女儿就说基督徒啊。
And
基督徒。
And the son-in-law is actually a Christian.
不仅他男朋友是基督徒，他的男朋友的父母亲全家都是基督徒。
It turns out that her boyfriend, not only his boyfriend is Christian, and her boyfriend's family is all Christians.
你看奇怪不奇怪？
And this is amazing.
那当然呢，她男朋友带她到教会去啊，她当然也不好意思嘛，就去了嘛。
So her boyfriend took her to the church, and she couldn't refuse that.
可是她也很，可能是遗传嘛，也很顽固。
But you know, she is also, I think maybe it's in the gene that she is also very stubborn.
那开始还可以，才去听呢，听到，到后来呢，不去听到。你叫我到教会去可以，但是我不听到。
At first she came to church and actually will listen and to the sermon, but later on she just say, "I can come, but I won't listen."
那到哪里去了？教会你不听到，你到哪里去了
？If you want to listen, where can you go in the church?
他说我到厨房去帮忙。
I'll go. She said I'll go to the kitchen to help out.
哎，这个厨房里有喇叭，也逃不掉。
And there are speakers in the kitchen, and she cannot escape.
啊，那么后来呢？这个就是这么个状态啊。
And based on the circumstances like this.
哎，圣灵是会做工的。
And Holy Spirit is
有一次呢
is working.
他们到这个上周啊，开这个夏令会嘛啊。
And there was an instance that she went to upstate New York to have a summer camp.
去的时候也没有什么特别的现象。
And there's nothing special when they, you know, before they go.
可是到了夏令会以后呢
？But when they arrived at the summer camp.
后来这个传道在上面，这个呼召，
And the preachers in the stage actually calling for conversions, decisions.
她就信主了。
And she actually decided to believe.
而且哭得稀里哗啦。
And she cries a lot.
那我想请问各位，你们说是她怎么信主的？
So I want to ask you, how did she believe after she converted and make the decision?
一个顽固的爸爸和一个顽固的女儿为什么信主啊？
How can a stubborn father and a stubborn daughter believe?
这就足可以看到是神的引领。
Then we can confirm that this is
拣选，从神的引领来看，拣选的主动是在神，而不是在我们人自己。
From this we can see that the guidance of from God is actually God take the initiation, not us.
第三方面，我们从神的恩典来看，拣选的主动还是在神。
And the third point, we look from the perspective of grace, and the election of us from God is also a initiated by God.
人本来是注定要灭亡的嘛。
And originally, human is destined to perish.
所以圣经，但是圣经说神爱世人。
But the scriptures say God loved the world.
啊，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And gave us his begotten son so that whoever believes will have an eternal life.
在使徒行传四章十二节。
And the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 16. 12.
除他以外别无拯救。因为在天上人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
There's no other way except Christ itself because in the heaven and earth there's no other name he has given so that we can be saved.
神主动地爱我们。
God loved us by initiation.
把他的独生子赐下。
He gave us his begotten son.
为我们去舍身流血。
He died for us and shed his blood for us.
而且死在十字架上。
And he died on the cross.
用他的死担当了我们的罪。
He redeems us our sins by his blood.
用他的血洗净了我们一切的不义。
He cleanses all our sins by his blood.
他成为人和神之间的中保。
And he became the mediator between God and man.
我们才能够与神和好啊。
So that we can reconcile with God.
我们才能成为神的儿女啊。
So that we may be called the children of God.
而这一切都不是靠我们自己的努力。
And all of this is not because of our endeavor.
而是完完全全源自于神的恩典。
It's all because of God's grace.
我们是白白的得到。
And we just receive it free.
正如罗马书十一章第六节所说。
And this is what the book of Romans chapter 11 says.
既是出于恩典，就不在乎行为，不然恩典就不是恩典了。
If it's because of grace, then it does not really matter about what you do. If it's not because of what you do, then this is not grace.
我们举两个神主动地用他的恩典来救人的例子。
Let me give you two examples of God's initiation about His grace.
一个就是保罗。
The first one is Paul.
他不是说吗？他说我是罪魁中的罪魁。
I'm the sinners of sinners.
对吧？但是他有一次到大马色的路上，神就四方八面的光照着他。
When one time he on the path to Damascus and God, you know, shine light on him.
啊，他就问你是谁。
And Paul asked, "Who are you?"
神就说，我就是你迫害的那个耶稣。
I am Jesus that you persecuted.
他表明他的身份。
And he revealed his identity.
而且啊，保罗就俯伏在地。
So Paul just come all the way down to on the ground.
啊。而且呢，耶稣还叫亚拿尼亚到他的家里边去。
And Jesus asked Anania to come to his house.
去给他施洗。
To give him baptism.
他成为一个基督徒了。
And he became a Christian.
成为一个外邦人的使徒了。
And he became a disciples of Gentiles.
所以主就明白地说
So the Lord told us very clearly.
啊，保罗是他所拣选的器皿。
Paul is the vessels that I have chosen.
他的得救，如果不是主的恩典，有可能吗？
Is it possible that his poor salvation is not from the grace of God?
我们再看一个例子。
Let's look at another example.
在当年的十字架里，啊，是一共是三个，对吗？
There was altogether three crosses at the time.
主耶稣的十字架的两侧还有两个十字架。
And on the two sides of Jesus' cross, there are another two crosses. There.
按照当时的刑罚，就是罪大恶极的人才钉十字架。
At that time, the one who has the most sins will be punished by hanging up on the cross.
这旁边两个十字架就是两个罪大恶极的强盗。
And the other two sides, the crosses on two sides are for the two criminals.
他们都是罪大恶极啊。
And they have committed great crimes.
他们怎么有可能得救呢？
How could they be saved?
但是其中的一个强盗，
But one of the criminals said,
他承认耶稣是主。
And he recognized that God is the Lord.
他相信，
Christ is the Lord.
他相信，他依靠耶稣，将来他会上天堂。
And he believed that through Christ he can come to heaven.
主耶稣就说他会到乐园里。
And Jesus said to me, you will be in paradise with me.
而另外一个也是啊罪大恶极的强盗，他不认主，他反而讥讽啊这个主耶稣。
Another one on the other side is also a criminal, but he doesn't believe in God, but he also kind of like mock about upon Jesus.
所以主就用他的恩典赦免了那个信靠他的强盗。
So God used His grace to save the criminal who believed in Him.
从这两个例子来看，
and from these two examples,
罪大恶啊罪魁中的罪魁也好，罪大恶极的强盗也好，
if this no matter the sinners of the sinners and also the most the worst criminals,
主的恩典是拣选他们。主是主动地在拣选他们。
God's grace, because of His God's grace, God has saved them by His will.
让我们看到这个真理。
Let us understand this truth.
拣选的主动在神。
The election by God is initiated by God.
第四方面，我们从被拣选来看人的自由意志。
And the fourth point, we want to look at the free will from the persons who have been chosen.
我们从上面三个方面，
from the above three points,
我们已经很清楚地看到，
we have seen clearly,
人之所以能够得救，
that man could be saved,
成为一个基督徒，
to become a Christian,
根本的原因是在于神主动的拣选、引领和恩典。
And God, people can be saved because of God's, you know, choose and guidance.
那么，是不是这就意味着人的自由意志毫无意义了呢？
Does it mean that the man's free will is meaningless?
不是。
No.
我们看圣经。啊，约翰福音三章十六节，刚才我们已经念过了啊。我们再看这个以弗所书二章八节。
Let's look at the book of Ephesians chapter 2:8.
他说啊，你们得救是本乎恩，也什么借着信，对吗
？For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves; it's from the gift of God.
啊，就是我们的神是公义的、慈爱的。
Our God is this truthful God, and He's a loving God.
他爱世人。
He loved the world.
他不是爱世界上的一部分人。
He not only loved, he's not, does not just love a portion of people in the world.
他不是只爱以色列人。
He loved not only the Israelite.
他爱世界上万民万族的人。
He loved every nations.
他说，啊，他愿万人得救。 不愿一人沉沦。
He wished to save the, all the nation and not only have, not even want one to be left over.
啊，他叫日头照好人，也照歹人。
So he made the sun shine on all people, not only the bad.
他降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
He gave rains to the faithful one and the righteous one, and also the sinners.
为什么呢？因为神不偏待人。
It is because God does not treat us differently.
所以神的启示，神的恩典，神的引领，神的大爱，是向所有的人敞开的。
The God's grace and His revelation and His love is open for all people.
这是一个事实。
And this is a truth.
但是我们也看到另外一个事实。
But we also see another truth.
什么事实呢？那就是并不是所有的人都被拣选了，都得救了。
The another truth is not all the people will be chosen or receive salvation.
这也是一个事实。
This is another truth.
啊，我们面对这两个事实，啊，我们就一定会有两个问题。
When we are facing these two truths, then we have two questions.
第一个问题。
And the first question,
是哪些人被拣选得救了呢？
Who will be saved?
哥林多前书第二章二十六节到二十九节回答这个问题。
And First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 26 to 29,
他说弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多，神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气，在神的面前一个也不能自持自夸。但你们在基督耶稣里是本乎神。
And the First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 26. What is it? Corinthians. Chapter 1, verse 26. Brother and sister, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
那最后那一句话啊。但你们在基督里，就是你们得救，是本乎神。
And the last word is said, verse 30. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
是的。这一切都是本乎神。
Yes, everything is from God.
是神的作为。
Is the act of God.
是神所决定的。
Is God's decision.
他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
He decided who to forgive.
他要恩待谁就恩待谁。
He decided who to give grace.
为什么？
Why?
因为他是神。
Because He is God.
啊，这是第一个问题。
That's the first question.
哪些人得救了呢？他拣选了哪些人？
Who did he choose?
第二个问题。
The second question.
神为什么这么拣选呢？
Why do God choose in this way?
那么作为人，我们还可以做什么呢？
And being man, what can we do?
那么罗马书第九章啊，第十章第九节第十节回答这个问题。
And the book of Romans chapter
10,
verse 9 to 10.
你们若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
Roman 10 verse 9-10, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved.
我们要注意这么一点。
We have to pay attention to this.
神的应许它是永不改变，它是必定要去实现的，它是绝对可靠的。
God's promise will not change and absolutely dependable.
其次，神也清楚地告诉我们人该做什么。
God also reveals to us very clearly that what we should do.
那就是信靠他。
As to the, believe in him.
事实不就是这样吗？
And isn't the truth like this?
2000多年来，
And from like 2,000 years,
凡是愿意回应他的，愿意信靠他的，愿意接受他的，愿意寻求他的，愿意去叩门的，愿意真心悔改的，千千万万的人都被拣选，都得救了。
For those who are willing to accept him, for those who are willing to knock on the door and believe in him, they will be saved. And for those who and respond to him and relies on him and accepted him and to seek him and lock on the door and really to repent with a true hearted and everyone will be saved.
那么但是我们还要注意一点。
But we still need to pay attention to this.
在这千千万万的得救的人当中，有没有你们有没有看到骄傲不把神看放在眼里的人呢？
But among those thousands that are saved, and do you have find anyone which is too proud and also not humble before God?
不可能有骄傲的人。
It will not have any people who is too proud.
因为神他恨恶骄傲的人。
Because God hated the one who is too proud.
他自己耶稣基督降生的时候，他就到世上来，他说我心里柔和谦卑。
When Jesus came to the world, he is soft and humble.
骄傲是罪，他不可能去原谅，说不，我看不见这个罪，我看不见，不可能。
And to be proud is a sin.
还有一个问题呢，要谈一下。
And that's another question.
这是与这个拣选有关系的。
It's related to this choosing.
那就是预定论。
And it is predestination.
什么是预定论呢？
So what is predestination?
因为圣经里面有这么一段记载。
And that's one passage in the scriptures.
他说就如神从创立世界以前，在基督耶稣里拣选了我们。
And in the beginning, that and when He created the world through Jesus Christ, our God have chosen us.
这是以弗所书第一章第四节里面说的。
This is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 4.
根据这节圣经呢，于是有些人呢就有这么一个推论。
Based on this message, and people have deduced from it.
他说那些人都被神早就预定了嘛。
Isn't those people be predestined to be saved by God?
也由不得我们啦。
It's not up to us then.
反正神说了算啦。
It's all because just God's act.
这就是所谓的预定论。
So this is what we call predestination.
有些基督徒呢不愿意去谈这个问题。
A lot of Christians don't want to discuss this particular issue.
倒不是不相信。
It's not that he doesn't believe.
而是怕说不清楚。
And he worry about not explaining, understand clearly.
其实我们也不需要回避了。
I don't have to actually avoid this.
不明白就是不明白嘛。
You know, it's okay to not fully understand.
我也不明白啊。
And I don't fully understand it.
是吧？那就承认嘛。
And so we have to admit it.
我们既然信靠 我们就不能说我有些信，我有些不信，有些靠，有些不靠。
So if we truly believe him, we cannot be half believe and half doubting.
我们来想一想。
And we have to think about it.
不错，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督耶稣里选了我们。
And before God created the world, He's chosen us through Jesus Christ.
这圣经里说的。
It's what mentioned in the scripture.
当然就是神说的。
Of course, it is said by God.
但是这个推论。
And but the deduction.
刚才有人不是有推论吗
？And didn't someone have deduct that?
有推论吗？
啊
啊，推论就是说，那就由不得我们了嘛。
It's not really up to us.
那就不是神说的了。
But this is not what God said.
那是我们说的。
This is what we said.
神说的，神他要算数；我们说的，他算不了数的。
It's only matter what God said, not what we said.
这个推论当然是不对。
So this deduction is incorrect.
那么神说的是什么意思呢？
What does God actually mean?
他神心中的旨意又在哪里呢？
What is his will, a true will?
圣经当中没有直接的答案。
There's no direct answer to this from the scripture.
但是有间接的答案。
But there's indirect answers.
这个间接的答案在哪里呢？
Where is this indirect answer?
在罗马书十一章三十三、三十四节。
In the book Romans chapter 11, verse 33 to 34.
他说：“身在神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢
？”Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgments! And his path beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor?
神的旨意，我们不可能都知道。
We won't be able to know all the wills of God.
这个并不奇怪。
It's not strange.
但是有一点我们要特别的明白。
But there's one point, particular point that we must understand.
我们不能凭着人的头脑、推理、猜测，去得出一个合乎人的逻辑的那么一个结论来。
We cannot, you know, use logic to deduce that, you know, a conclusion that is we feel logical about observations.
如果一切要合乎人的逻辑，才能成为正确的结论的话
，If everything has to comply to logic to be a meaningful conclusion,
那还要神干什么
？What's the need of God?
那你就是神了吗
？Then you are God.
所以这当然是错误的。
Of course, this is wrong.
所以我们把前面所说这些来做一个结论。
Let's make a conclusion of what we have said.
也就是说，无论你是从神的启示、神的引领、神的恩典，无论你从哪方面来看，拣选的结论应该是下面这一句话。
No matter what viewpoint you are from, you're looking at it from the revelation, from the guidance, from the grace of God, this is the conclusion.
是神拣选了人，而不是人拣选了神。
It's God has chosen man, it's not man who have chosen God.
让我们一起来把这一句话读，一起来读两遍，好吗？
Let's repeat this phrase twice together.
请。是神拣选了人，而不是人拣选了神。再来，是神拣选了人，而不是人拣选了神。这就是我们的结论。
And this is our conclusion.
最后，我要回答三个问题。
And at the last, I have to answer three questions.
这个结论我们是通过上面的说，我们已经明白。
And we understand the conclusion.
我们也同意了。可是这个对我们有什么意义呢
？And what does it mean to us？
这里有三个问题。
And we have three questions。
首先呢，有的人对这个真理就是不信。
And someone who just don't believe in this truth，
就是不听。
And they don't want to listen。
他就仍然在偏行己路。
And they walk on their own path。
自欺欺人。
And they kind of cheat themselves。
害人害己。
And they will eventually harmful to himself.
他们还在坚持，是我拣选了神，决定权在我手中。
And they insisted that if I have chosen God, and the initiation is for me.
他们心里非常的傲气啊。
They in their heart there's so much pride.
啊，你要我，你啊，你你要我相信的话，那神一定要经得起我的知识、我的理性、我的逻辑的检验。
If you want me to believe, you have to pass my test of logics and knowledge.
要不然呢、啊，吃亏上当，被人耻笑的，耻笑说是为耻笑说啊，我是愚蠢的。
Otherwise, I will be ridiculed by other peoples to say that I'm a fool.
那这太不值得了。
This is not worth to do.
这个想法很多没有信主的人，特别是啊有很有知识的人。常常有这个问题。
And this is a usual problem for those who have not believed, but they are, you know, so knowledgeable in worldly knowledge.
我常常想啊，人面对科学技术和面对与人相处啊这方面呢、啊，哎，他倒是知道谦卑是必须的。
When man's encountered, you know.And science and technology and human relationship, they know that they have to be humble.
Because he knows, he cannot know all the knowledge. He cannot.
Because he knows that he could not understand everything.
举一个例子，中国我们老话不是说吗？隔行如隔山呐。
And we always said that, you know, if you're every profession is very difficult to.
你是干电脑的，你就不懂会计。
If you work in computers, you won't know anything about accounting.
你是念法律的，你就不懂土木工程。
If you study law, then you won't know civil engineering.
啊，我们举就拿我们平常现在说的航空航天技术。
And let's talk about you know the aeronautics.
有一个航天航空里边的一个博士。
And that's a professor in aeronautics.
他所知道的说实在的也就是航天航空当中那一小部分
All he understands is a small part in his own field
他不可能样样都知道
He won't be able to know everything
所以我们人呢、啊、相信有一个谦卑的准则
And we have a stand up of humiliation
人上有人呢、啊对不对
There's always people greater than you.
啊，隔行如隔山呐、啊。
And it's hard to cross into other disciplines.
既然是这样，为什么啊？面对神他就不谦卑了呢
？But how come when he faced God, he will not be humble?
对吧？我说没有神就没有，不是有些人就是这么说的吗？
I said,
我以前也是这么说的。
If I said there's no God, there'll be no God. I used to say this too.
啊。啊各位朋友，天地万物真的是掌握在你的手中的吗
？Is actually the whole world be, you know, on in your hand?
神才是天地万物的主宰。
Only God is the master of the
universe. 他也是你的主宰。
He's the master of you.
神爱世上所有的人。
God loves everyone in the world.
他也是爱你的。
And He also loves you.
我们千万不要以不知为知。错失那个美好的福分。
So we must not let ignorance betray us so that we miss the chance at the, and the valuable chance.
还有一些人。
And there's other people.
他们确实是在真诚地寻求神。
They are seeking God with a true heart.
而且他是出于一个良好的愿望。
And they come from a good will.
他要坚持一个高标准。
They have insisted.Of a high standard.
他认为要达到一个起码的条件，他才能够信主。
They think that they have to reach a standard before they can believe in Christ.
啊，圣经我要啊，这个读明白啊，我自己的表现还是可以。这个时候，我做基督徒，别人就不会笑话我，我也就可也就配了。
Only when I fully understand the Bible and I have good conduct, then I'll be worthy to call.Christians.
他们把大陆那个入党条件搬到这个地方来了。
If actually kind of analogy, make the analogy about you know the rules to engage in a communist party.
这种想法真是真心好心办的错事。
And this is a way that you know you do the wrong thing with a good heart.
他不仅耽误了自己呀。
It only will affect you.
他们也往往耽误了别人。
They also will mislead other people.
这些朋友应该知道，神的救恩是白白给你的。
And all friends, you have to understand that you know God's grace is free.
不在乎你的行为。
It doesn't matter what you have done.
只在乎你那颗真诚的心。
It's only matter if you have a truthful heart.
也有些基督徒就像过去一样，就像我过去一样。
A lot of Christians like what me in the past.
他认识不到自己得救本来是神的拣选。
He didn't realize that his salvation is based on God's choosing.
是白白的领受神的恩典。
And accept His grace free.
所以呢，他只以受洗成为基督徒作为满足。
And he just satisfied with just you know a baptism in the Lord.
他缺少报恩的心呢。
He is lacking afterwards to repay from God's grace.
还有些基督徒呢，因为对这个神拣选这个真理啊，他的主动在神这一点认识不清楚。
A lot of Christians didn't understand very clearly about the initiation of God in God's choosing.
所以他们在传福音的时候太过强调人的自由意志。
And when they are preaching the gospel, they emphasize too much on the free will of man.
以至于他们传出一些错误的信息。
So they are spreading a wrong message.
影响了以后正常的信徒的生活。
And it really have a big impact to the normal life of a Christians.
所有这些啊，都是因为对拣选的真理认识不清楚而造成的。
All of this because it comes from our not a good understanding of the truth of God's choosing.
愿我们今后能够明白。
Let us can and we will actually understand.
对我们对我们慈爱的神。永存感恩之心
so that we have a grateful heart to our loving Father.
好好地报答神拣选你的恩典吧
so that we will make ourselves worthy for God's grace.
好，我们一起同心低头祷告。
Let us bow down and pray together.
慈爱的天父
our Heavenly Father,
我们的救主耶稣基督
our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们人本是尘土
We are all just dust
是注定要灭亡
And predestined to perish
我们感谢神主动的启示
We thank Lord for His revelations to us
主动的引领
And His guidance
主动的施恩惠
And He's giving us grace
救恩才临到了我们
So that grace will reach us
我们除了谢恩还是谢恩。
Besides thanksgiving, is only thanksgivings.
绝对没有夸口的余地。
And nothing for us to boast.
恩主啊，时时牵拉着我们的手。
Lord, we ask you to hold our hands.
引领我们。
Guide us.
让我们的一生成为不断地回应你、认识你、感谢你、侍奉你的一生。
So that our whole life will be a life that will respond to you, will give thanksgiving to you, and walk in your path and work according to your grace.
感谢主垂听我们有声无声的祷告。
We thank the Lord who listens to our prayer.
是奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.